April 4th.
Give your head a shake.
10:37 a.m. Tampa Bay is not coming out of the first round.
God. We have a caller to Leafs Morning Skate. We don't normally take callers, but...
I've always been asking for one.
I know you have. Well, we do have a caller. We have Stewie from Soothsayer Marie.
No, you do not.
Oh, yes, we do. Stewie from Soothsayer Marie.
So I'm here for my apology officially, guys. Where's Matthias? Yeah, I thought he was going to be in there today because, Devo, I'll apologize to you because I thought you were the one using these adjectives when describing me. But it was
me.
It was Matthias and Blair.
Yeah,
I was hearing the word selfish, negative, and then Jeff even called me William Nylander. I don't even know what that means.
Because it was offside, onside, and it was after. Remember that game where William Nylander just kind of coasted in offside? I said you were, not only were you offside, but it was kind of a weak-ass offside. Now, I was wrong, and I apologize. You are the man who knows all. You are the only person I know.
He's Mr. Perfect. Apology accepted, guys. And again, it was a great series for the Columbus Blue Jackets. And just going back, this is what playoffs is all about.
Yeah, we don't need analysis. We got it. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
Call me now for your free reading.
Call 1-800.
There was a sweep. So I said, when you get that adversity, and again, we can run the tape back. You know, we're going to be running this back for the next, 5-10 years.
No, we're not.
I'm just going to let you know that I'm coming in on Friday with my Stanley Cup prediction. I'm going to do a bracket. So... For all you bettors out there, be sure to tune in on Friday, the Morning Skate. I will be there with my hot picks. And again, I think I might switch over to baseball. I might do NBA after that. I might even go horse racing. You never know.
Okay, well, we are joined by Anthony Stewart. It is offside, onside. And Anthony, I got to say this. I say you're offside here, and only in that this was you pulled this one out of your ass. I mean, there was no logical reason for you to do this. This was just you wanting to make a point. Gentlemen,
I love Tampa Bay, but again, I played on good teams, but I played on a lot of bad teams. I know when stuff are going awry, and I said there's something fishy about Tampa Bay season where how is this team so – when are they coming down to earth? And it's not going to happen Stanley Cup Finals. So, again, I said that. And I think I also said if they weren't going to get out of the first round, they possibly had a chance to win the Cup. They were going to win the Cup. But I said it's going to be a lot harder for them to get out of the first round. And sure enough, I'm correct. I'm watching the highlights now. It's not even close. It was a sweep.
So, Andre, was he being serious about this, or was this one of those things he just said as a joke? I say it was a joke, and it worked out for him. What do you say? Am I offside or onside?
I barely take Stewie seriously most of the time. I'm onside.
He was going against the grain on this. Everybody was calling for Tampa to win it.
Contrarian, I think, is what they call it. He was just disagreeing to disagree.
Yeah, he put him back on the island.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to like my hot take on Friday, so get ready. Get ready, Twitterverse.
We got a hot take. We're going to have to put
that nation.
I'll give this one to you, Stu.
Didn't we say, yes, Stewie's on it? That's why he's not here when he did predict that?
Yeah. Isn't that what we said we're going to send in a Robidoux Island? Yeah.
Okay,
Mr. Perfect's on Robidoux Island.
And Vicky, when are you going to play? When are you going to pay Savvy? I know I owe you Swiss Chalet. Swiss Chalet is not a currency in Canada. You're trying to get me to pay you Swiss Chalet.
Actually,
what's going on here? I can't listen to this stuff.
Thank you for bringing that up. You owe me Swiss Chalet. I owe Savvy Swiss Chalet. How about you guys just take each other out?
Savvy doesn't even follow me on Twitter, and he retweeted the comment about you paying him. So that's how bad he wants his money. Please pay the man.
It's because he's trolling our Twitter accounts. He's got nothing to do during the day. He just does the Leafs pre and post now.
We better be able to sell this segment, the amount of name dropping we've given that restaurant. We better sell
That's
this.
Funny.
I
appreciate the apology and thank you. But again, I mentioned I'm going to come in Friday and be sure everyone's listening because I got more hot takes for the Twitterverse and Sportsnet Nation.
You know, I'll tell you what. Don't be surprised. I don't know if I can even come in here Friday. Your ego's so big. I don't even know if I'll be able to do the show.
Mr. Perfect.
Switch chairs. Maybe I can go in your chair.
But you know what? Mr. Perfect.
There's a chance. You know what? I will tell you something. I will tell you something. You can sit in this chair on Friday. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. That's good.
You can sit in this chair on Friday.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Who's going to win tonight before you go? Oh, great soothsayer. Who's going to win tonight?
Leafs are winning tonight. Leafs are winning 4-2. Here we go. Let's go.
Who scores the winner? Backhand or forehand?
I don't know who's not scoring. Calgary's not scoring, but Johnsson's going last game, so I think Johnsson. So look for Johnsson to have another big game. Matthews is scoring again. 4-2 Leafs.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. The hell? What was that? He just dropped his phone like that?
He's calling the shot. His head's pretty big right now. He's calling the shot. He came into our segment.
Was that a dial phone, by the way?
He gave it to us.